But on another level, and this is the level to which all religions finally refer, even our own, where on the upper level it doesn't. Now we regard things and our theology thinks of things normally in its normal discourse from the point of view of waking consciousness, Aristotelian logic, A is not A. But on another level, and this is the level to which all religions finally refer, even our own, where on the upper level it doesn't seem to refer to this, the ultimate mystery is these two are one. And anyone in our official context who says, I and the Father are one, has blasphemed. Jesus said it. He was killed for that. That's what he was crucified for blasphemy. 900 years later, the great Sufi mystic Halaj said the same thing. He was crucified for it also. And what did Halaj say about this? He said, this is what the mystic longs for. The Orthodox community is there to unite the lover with his beloved, to unite the mystic with his God. And he gave the image of the moth and the flame. The moth sees a light and comes banging against the glass. He goes back to his friends in the morning and says, gee, I saw a wonderful thing last night. Well, they said, you don't look the better for it. And that's the condition of the ascetic. So he went back the next night and he found a way in. And he was united with his beloved. He became the flame. Said Halaj, that's the aim of the mystic. Complete extinction of ego sense in the knowledge of your extreme ultimate identity with that one which is the one of all. We in our traditions do not accent the inner experience of identity with the divine. What we accent is the means of achieving a relationship to the divine. Ours are religions of relationship, A related to X. The Orient, A does equal X. Those are two different formulae. Now, how do you become related to the divine? In our traditions, think of Judaism by being a Jew. Nobody else in the world knows God but the Jews. That was the old biblical idea. How do you become a Jew? By being born of a Jewish mother. That's pretty exclusive. The Christian tradition, Christ, the unique incarnation, true God and true man. This we regard as a unique miracle. In the Orient, everyone is to realize that about himself. And the incarnation is the model through which you find this in yourself. Well, how do you become related to Jesus? Through baptism and membership in a church. Now, I'm stressing this because it shows the different accent in our religions. We depend upon the historicity of this special favored situation. The Jewish tradition is based on the notion of a special revelation to a special people in a special time and a special place, and this has to be historically documented. The documents are questionable. The Christian tradition depends upon the idea of a unique incarnation and the evidence in miracles and so forth, and then the founding of the church and the continuity of that church. This is all historical. And that's why our symbols have been so consistently and persistently stressing the historical aspect. That may be okay with respect to the institution of the church or the institution of Israel, but it distracts the symbol from its primary reference to you inside. And that's why today the gurus and the rishis come from India and Japan and they're running off with all the chickens. They are saying the reference of these symbols is inside. And my little sermon to the churches of the world is, that's right. And you've got the symbols right there on the altar. And you have also the lessons. Now, another point is that when you have a dogma telling you what kind of effect the symbol is to have upon you, you're in trouble. It doesn't affect me that way. So, am I a sinner? The real important function of the church is to present the symbol, to perform the rite, to let you experience this divine message in the way that you are capable of experiencing it. And whether what the relationship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost to each other might be in technical terms, this is not half as important as that you should feel the virgin birth within you of the spiritual being that is your own very spiritual life.
You've been listening to Man and Myth, the first talk in Series 1, Volume 4 of the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This lecture is cataloged in the Joseph Campbell Archive as L494. This release was produced by the Joseph Campbell Foundation as part of the collected works of Joseph Campbell. Robert Walter, Executive Editor, and David Cudler, Managing Editor. It was originally engineered by Mark Watts for release on Highbridge Audio. Additional engineering has been provided by Jimmy Maxwell and by Robert Maxwell of JMO Incorporated. Our theme music is by Richard Patterson and Verb Studio. For further information about this lecture, the works of Joseph Campbell and the Joseph Campbell Foundation, please visit us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.